It's Tuesday, December 12th, AD 2023. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A mob of radical Hindu nationalists stormed into a Christian church in Chhattisgarh State, India, last week, seriously injuring two congregants and forcing the church to close, reports International Christian Concern. This is one of 143 such violent attacks this year on the churches in the area of India. Chhattisgarh ranks second in the most persecuted states in India after Uttar Pradesh. Keep these persecuted churches in your prayers. The U.S. Supreme Court continues taking a pro-homosexual position after refusing to hear a Washington state case which would ban treatments that attempt to change a person's proclivity toward homosexuality and other forms of sinful sexual deviance, reports Reuters. Justices Neil Gorsuch, Amy Coney Barrett, and John Roberts, all three of whom are Republican appointees, took the pro-homosexual position on the case. The case was brought by a Christian therapist who believes marriage should be between one man and one woman, and that, quote, the sex each person receives at conception is a gift from God, end quote. Target, the giant retailer, is dug in, now producing homosexualized Santa paraphernalia to accommodate a paganized holiday season. 1millionmoms.com is alerting Christians to A, boycott these products, and B, express their objection online and by email. Earlier this year, the Christian Post reported that Target teamed up with another producer of homosexual and satanic products, an organization called Apralin. The group's products sported bylines such as, quote, Satan respects pronouns, end quote, Satan loves you, end quote. 1 John 3:8 says clearly, whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. On the recent Program for International Student Assessment study, the United States rated much lower than the world average in academic scores, next to Mongolia, Serbia, and Ukraine. The U.S. ranked 43rd out of 81 countries. The overall math scores across the countries affiliated with the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development dropped from 502 to 480 since 2003. Reading scores dropped from 500 to 482 over the same time period. Leading nations in education are Singapore, China, and Japan. A recent CNN poll finds the former President Donald Trump ahead of President Joe Biden in the polls for the presidential election 2024 in two key states. Trump is ahead of Biden 49% to 44% in Georgia and 50% to 40% in Michigan. Biden reportedly won both states in the 2020 election. The current president is unpopular now in both states. Only 35% of Michigan voters and 39% of Georgia voters approve of Biden's job performance. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the industries doing more hiring than any other are healthcare, wholesale trade, entertainment and recreation, and education, reports WolfStreet.com. The worst industries representing a decline in employment right now are the infotech and retail trade sectors. Bitcoin lost 7% of value over the weekend. Still unstable as a means of exchange, Bitcoin lost 75% of value last winter, then regained 30% of value over the last 10 months. Meanwhile, gold has gained 10% value since last winter. Here's a surprising study, or perhaps not so surprising study, from Gallup on adolescent mental health. Of the three forms of parental discipline, harsh, cold, authoritarian, lax, permissive, and warm, consistent disciplinarian approaches, the warm, consistent disciplinarian approach turned out most effective. Political ideology turned out to be a significant factor to parental styles. The best and the warmest parenting came from the very conservative political side. Only 40% of liberal parents were classified as warm parents. By contrast, 70% of the very conservative parents were classified as warm. Not surprisingly, the overall quality of the relationship between parent and child turned out to be the most powerful predictor of good mental health. In God's Book of Wisdom, Proverbs 13, verse 24 reminds us that whoever spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is diligent to discipline him. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, December 12th in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.